Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going to take a look at a problem that remains buried across our state. Joining us will be State Senator Bernice Matthews and Melissa Olson, principal of Matthews Elementary School. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Heidi Smith, Wayne Frediani, and Ernie Adler. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
And our 2010 TV spot, we wow them with stuff they don't need. Like a year supply of fruitcake, a pooch, and a health insurance plan for just $29.95.
A reenactment not far from the truth. Question the company and their plan.
Is your child happy in school? There is another way. Bluefield Prep is a values-driven college preparatory school for grades 3 through 12 that offers affordable instruction completely online and puts the power to direct your child's education back in your hands. Whether your child needs to be more challenged or your child needs more time than a traditional classroom allows, Bluefield Prep has a solution to fit. Call today to receive the free pamphlet, A Parent's Guide to Online Education. Join thousands of other families who are taking control of their child's education by discovering online education. Bluefield Prep offers a fully accredited academic program overseen by a team of qualified, caring instructors. Bluefield Prep even offers an early college option that can save thousands in college tuition. So call the number below today for your free pamphlet, A Parent's Guide to Online Education, with no obligation, or go online to bluefieldprep.com. Every child deserves to be happy in school, so don't wait. Call Bluefield Prep now. You'll be glad you did.
In 2010, we triple our profits with a new thing we call a website. They get fruitcake, a pooch, and a health insurance plan for just $29.95.
A reenactment not far from the truth. Question the company and their plan.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. Is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted, as always, to welcome back to the program State Senator Bernice Matthews. A few more months left in office, and thank you so much for being here. And we also want to welcome the principal of Matthews Elementary School, Melissa Olson. Pleasure to have both of you here. First of all, I want to ask you a goofy question, a real softball. What's it like when you've been supporting education your whole life and have been a teacher to have a school named after you?
And I don't know if it's appropriate to say weird. It's different, very different. It's even more different when you call over there and they say Bernice Matthews School. And then they ask you who's calling. And you have to say Bernice Matthews. It's just different. But it's what an honor, you know.
Well, you've been serving the community in so many different ways over the years in our state, and we thank you for all of your service. Melissa, the reason that we wanted to have you come on over the last few years, we've had a lot of discussion about schools in Southern Nevada and the condition the kids find themselves in. Whitney Elementary has been one of the schools, and their great principal, Sherry Gann. And Jim Denton from the Board of Nevada Newsmakers Outreach, our nonprofit, suggested that we need to talk about what's going on up in Northern Nevada as well. And the problems are just as great in the north. Tell us about your school population at Bernice Matthews Elementary.
Well, we just conducted a count day yesterday, so I can say very accurately we have 781 students in the building. We're a multi-track year-round school, so not everyone's there all the time. 90% of the students, roughly, their parents qualify for free and reduced lunch based on their income. So we have a number of students who are facing some significant challenges at home, and we have about 63% of our students who are limited English proficiency, and the primary language that we see coming in is Spanish. About 80% of our students are Hispanic. We have quite a diverse crowd, and we're meeting those challenges successfully.
Tell me about the homeless population within the school.
We have a number of students who are homeless. Let me see, I just had the numbers. We have, we work with the Children in Transition program. We have about
Well, let me ask you this. Is the problem getting worse? Have you seen it getting worse over the last couple of years, with the economic status of the parents and therefore the children, and then also is there an increase in the homeless population for the school?
There certainly has been an increase in the homeless population in the district. We don't have the numbers broken down for our school specifically. So the Children's in Transition program works with us and helps us provide services for the students to make sure that their basic needs are being met so we can meet their educational needs.
Well, and when you say basic needs, how basic are those needs? Because I don't think people, you know, if you've got a job and you've got your family and everything's going fine, even if you're not doing as well as you were doing last year, you don't really have a handle, because I know I certainly didn't until I started investigating this kind of thing, just how badly these kids are off.
Well, basic needs in terms of housing, food, clothing, medical care. And we work with the Northeast Family Resource Center. And for our area, not just our school, last year, the services, they provided services for about 700 students, about 300 and something families. And for those basic needs, helping family advocacy, helping them get medical care, helping them get housing, some kind of stable housing situation. So that's a number of our students. With our parent involvement facilitator that we have on campus, the family resource center, our clinical aide, our nursing staff, my counselor, myself and my teaching staff, we try to pull together all of the resources that we are able to and get our families taken care of in those areas so then we can meet educationally their needs. Yesterday, my clinical aide and I were discussing two specific situations. We have students who have some pretty concerning medical needs that the families don't have the resources to really address, and we were able to say that, you know, we have some things that through community resources, community donations, we are able to assist them with. Getting those things solved for is going to help us get back to the business of education and making sure that the kids are academically successful.
Because if you've got all these problems, you can't learn.
Right, absolutely, absolutely.
Bernice, you've seen this on both the personal level and also, you know, as a state senator. And when you look at what's coming down the pike in terms of budgets for next year, and despite the protestations of our gubernatorial candidates of saying, you know, nothing's going to get cut and, you know, we're not going to have to raise any taxes, how do you look, how dire do you feel the situation is?
I think we're going to have a rough 2011, and I think probably, or it's because they have not been intimately involved, I think they mean well, and I think they think that it's not going to be as rough, that you can shuffle from place to place. But when you think about education and health, the health issues, the kinds of things that the principal, Ms. Olson, is talking about, or students not being fed, they're not ready to learn, and I think the governor, the people who are running for governor at this time are going to really have to look hard and long at where that money is going to come from for education. An uneducated population is the worst population you could have. It's most important that the education budget be funded and be funded adequately, even if you have to leave off some other things. Sam, you know how I feel about that. So I think they're just not, or have not been involved in it intimately, and I think they mean well in saying this is not going to happen.
All right, let's take a break. More with these two fine ladies when we come back.
Senior Fest returns to Reno Town Mall September 7th, 9 to 2. Information booths, entertainment, food samplings, health screenings. Call 348-0717. That's Senior Fest, September 7th, 9 to 2. Brought to you by these sponsors.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Senior homeowners have been feeling anxious about money lately. The good news is that you can do something about it now with Home Equity Relief. Stop the worry and stay in your home. Find out how much money you can receive every month with a reverse mortgage.
I'm just one of 500,000 seniors that sleeps better at night.
It's true. A government-backed reverse mortgage stops the concern about money and keeps you self-reliant.
After Phil died, my home equity release covered missing Social Security payments and kept me safely in our house. Maybe you should re-examine this government-insured program, too.
Be smart enough to look for yourself. Receive our new information kit when you qualify. Only Comfortable Retirement offers home equity release, the new reverse mortgage program designed for active seniors.
Lock in the cash value of your biggest asset and maintain your independence.
After all your hard work, you're entitled to a comfortable retirement and never having a mortgage payment again.
Senior Fest returns to Reno Town Mall September 7th, 9 to 2. Information booths, entertainment, food samplings, health screenings. Call 348-0717. That's Senior Fest, September 7th, 9 to 2. Brought to you by these sponsors.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Bernice Matthews, our state senator, and Melissa Olson, principal of Matthews Elementary School, named after Bernice. One of the remarkable things about your school is, despite all the problems that the kids have bringing to school, the hunger, the poverty, etc., as far as the yearly progress, things have actually been doing very well.
Mm-hmm.
How have you been able to do that? And you were, what, vice principal prior to this?
Yes, I've been the assistant principal there for 4 years. This is my first year as principal. And I'm very pleased to say that we continue to meet adequate yearly progress. Students are experience academic success. And I think it's through our hard work. We have an intense focus on that academic success. We know that our primary goal is to make sure that our students leave Matthews Elementary School with the educational foundation that they can go into middle school and be successful, high school and be successful. And I know you've heard a lot about the Envision 2015 Washoe County School District strategic plan. Well, our goal is to make sure that the students are ready to go on and graduate career and college ready. So we focus on developing those skills, making up any lost ground, and getting them ready for the next step. It's my intense focus. I have a terrific teaching staff. We use all of the resources in the building to that end. We're very clear on the standards that we teach and that they're rigorous and relevant for our students. And then we do everything we can, from goal setting with the teachers and goal setting with the students, bringing in the parents, bringing in community members, to make sure that this is our priority and that we're going to get there no matter what.
Are you getting a buy-in from the parents?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let me ask you this. Are things getting worse in the economy as far as these students and their families are concerned? Are we bottomed out yet?
Well, I don't know if we're bottomed out yet. I'm watching the same news as everyone else, trying to determine if the economy's turning around or not turning around, and it depends on which day and which news. I know that my enrollment is up. I'm at an all-time high for my 5 years there. I've got 780 students. That's over our projection for this year of 750. So we're packed in there. I know that my number of students who qualify for free and reduced lunch is higher than it has been. So those indicators seem to tell me that things are still moving, not necessarily into a recovery situation yet.
How close to the edge are these families?
Some of them are very close to the edge, right on the brink. And because they have limited resources and limited savings, when things start to turn south, they're the ones that make moves right away because they don't have anything on account. And so that's why we make connections with the community agencies.
One of the things that you have on premise is the Food Bank's Kids Cafe. That means that the students are also able to get dinner as well, correct?
Absolutely.
And that operates even beyond the regular school hours.
Yes, it operates in the evening, so it's a dinner program. Students or children in our neighborhood, they don't have to be our specific students. It's a community resource. Ages 2 to 18 can come in and have dinner. And that goes on Monday through Friday. Then our students who are a part of the Children in Transition program or have been referred either through a counselor or our office staff, as we try to keep tabs on our families and find out what their situation is, we refer to a food bank program that provides food on the weekends. So that program has been cut recently. Typically, we've had 40 to 50 students taking home food bags to provide for their needs over the weekends. That's been cut. It was 60, and now it's getting cut. I think there are just greater needs, and so
what are the kids going to do for food on the weekend?
Well, there are some things that we've been looking at in the office, knowing that if we need to pick up either on our end through community donations or of food or community donations of cash, that that's something that we'll try to fill those voids.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot, Senator Matthews. You're termed out, so you got nothing to lose. If you had the gubernatorial candidates sitting in front of you today, what advice would you give them about what they need to do about education and especially these kids that are in dire situations?
You know, one of the things I remember from Governor Givens before he was governor, that education first was one of the things that he had touted over the years, and we even wore buttons for he and Don for education first. And we just have to heed that. Education has to come first. Sam, I'm a believer that an uneducated population is the biggest headache we're going to have in a lifetime. You've got to make sure that education comes first. Not the rhetoric, but really come first. I would advise any one of those people running for governor that they've got to put on the table and they've got to look for resources. They've got to make sure that education is first, even if some of those other things have to go lacking.
And what do you think about both of them having a no new taxes pledge?
I think that's naive. I think that's I can't say it's a campaign rhetoric because that wouldn't be the right thing to do.
I think you just did.
Oh, did I just say that on the air? Am I on the air? I do think it's being naive, and I would not want to call any one of these young men naive because they are very bright young men. They're going to come to the realization that it's no longer talk that they're going to have to fund education. Education has to be funded. Whichever one goes to that office, their first mission, their first job is going to be looking at that budget and talking about what we can do to fund education, and no new taxes may not be on the table.
All right. I thank you for that. We'd like to do a little bit to help. Nevada Newsmakers Outreach's board is Murray Lyle, Scott Craig, and Jim Denton. Mm-hmm. And back in May, when we had our annual fundraising dinner, they asked that we give a donation to Matthews Elementary School. So we want to give you $1,000 to help feed kids. And we hope that other businesses and nonprofits will step up and help because it's a huge need. And we can't
have Sam, I'll match that.
Oh, thank you so much.
I've said on the air, I will match that thousand.
So you're buying all the kids' backpacks.
Yeah.
And you're going to match our check.
I am. I'm going to match your check, and all the kids have already gotten their backpacks.
They have. They look fabulous.
They do.
I love doing shows like this. I'm so sad that the problem is there, but I'm glad that we can help. And, Senator, once again, thank you.
Thank you.
Melissa, keep up the good work. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They help to grow your trucking business?
Well, you bet. Employee background checks, safety training. My claims even went down.
Sounds great, but expensive.
Well, they saved me 25% and my rates haven't gone up in, about 10 years.
So, do they work with builders?
Sure do.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Get a used car down the street, or get a new car alternative. Like this Kia Sedona LX for only $219 per month. Get more for your money only at Internet Auto Rent and Sales.
Are you one of the thousands of Americans who've been touched by mesothelioma? If you're a victim of mesothelioma, it's likely that exposure to asbestos is to blame. The dangers of asbestos have been reported for nearly 100 years. So while companies in the asbestos industry understood the risks, many failed to protect their workers. If you're a victim of mesothelioma, don't wait to take action. Start planning for your family's future. Call 1-800-793-0388 now. That's 1-800-793-0388. I am a non-attorney spokesperson.
This Labor Day, don't you deserve to kick back and enjoy the fruits of your labor? We've got just the place during the Labor Day event at your Ashley Furniture Home Store. Best of all, you could save up to 20% off your furniture purchase or pay no interest for 48 months. Get a 5-piece pub dining room, only $145. Or a kids youth panel bed, now only $295. Or get yourself a new queen panel bed, only $395. Saving money has never been easier than at America's number one furniture retailer this Labor Day. Ashley Furniture Home Store.
Get a used car down the street, or get a new car alternative. Like this Pontiac G6 sedan for only $159 per month. Get more for your money only at Internet Auto Rent and Sales.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Heidi Smith joins us, community activist. Wayne Frediani is here, the executive director of the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Ernie Adler, former state senator.
Good to be here.
Listening to the two segments prior to this, it just makes you want to cry.
It's something that we don't see every day because it's behind closed doors. But to hear that there are so many children going without, and we don't seem to have the ability to give them the food that they need. It's shocking.
You know, when you hear the gubernatorial candidates talking in broad terms about education, and we want to do all this for education, and we're not going to raise taxes, and then you look at the potential for cuts into the education system, where does this lead us?
Well, the campaign rhetoric of the no new taxes, it plays well, but I think reality is that the citizens are smart enough to realize that something's going to have to give in this next legislative session. I think it's inevitable that there'll be some fee increases. I think there'll be some tax increases. I think the legislature will do what they have to do in terms of cutting, but they've cut quite a bit. And I just think that it's going to be very difficult to continue to cut. Can we tax our way out of this? No. I think you could look at California and say they haven't been able to do it. But there's going to have to be some give and take and get rid of the DNR philosophy and work together to try to come up with something.
What's the likelihood, do you think, of that happening?
Well, I think it will happen. And one of the reasons is the budget structure so that education, health and human services, and public safety are 92% of the budget. So there really isn't much to cut there. And they're going to have to face reality and come forward and make some changes and supplement the budget. Fortunately, I think, you know, Senator Raggio is starting to show some leadership in this, as is Majority Leader Horsford. So I think if you look at the legislators and what they're saying, I think that they're being very realistic as to what needs to happen the next session.
If the gubernatorial candidates go through with what they're saying as rhetoric in this election campaign, do they become immaterial then in the next session? Because whatever budget they present, is it going to end up being thrown out as it was 4 years ago?
I'm afraid it's going to be something like that. The people don't want...
I should answer 2 years ago, I should say.
Yeah, the people don't want the new taxes. Everybody's hurting. You have an aging population. We have to look at new alternatives.
For example?
All right, the food situation. We've got plenty of food in this country. Why aren't we giving it? Why isn't it being solved? We have strict rules that say you can't give certain foods to people. We have to lighten up on it.
Cut the regulations.
I grew up in my early years in Europe. I went to school there. We received all of the food from restaurants that were left over. This was in the school. I had Italian bread that was a day old. I'll never forget that. It's hard as a rock. But that's what we were given to eat, and we had soup. It got us through the day. And this was for everybody, whoever was going to school.
Wayne, as you look at the general business climate, are we even close to the bottom yet, do you think?
Well, I think we're fairly close. We're going to see in our industry, the auto industry, August will have been a very difficult month. And part of that is because comparing it to last August, you had the Cash for Clunkers program. The consumer confidence is not there. I mean, I think there's some pent-up demand for people that are working to buy some big-ticket items like automobiles and try to get back in the housing market. But the consumer confidence is not there. No. It's interesting that credit card debt's being paid down. That's good. There's some savings that has gone up in terms of a percentage. But then on the other hand, we're in an economy where 70% of our economy is driven by consumer spending, and consumer spending isn't happening. And so we're sitting here with a jobless recovery, and it's tough. It's very difficult.
With your law practice, how are you seeing the economy affect your clients?
Well, We do some consumer bankruptcies, and that still is consumer bankruptcies are still way up. Of course, Nevada leads the nation in consumer bankruptcies, so that's really a bad sign. We're seeing people who are kind of trapped in homes that they can't afford still. That doesn't seem to be going away. We're seeing clients move out of state for jobs. I think Nevada's losing population, so a lot of things that are happening right now aren't good, but I think it is towards bottoming out right now. I think that we will start seeing a turnaround in 2011.
What do you think the state's responsibility should be in this circumstance? Is it get out of the way and let the market just do its thing, or should there be government involvement?
Well, I'm basically for free enterprise, but at some point the state has to help its citizens. But you can't tax them to death. This is the biggest thing that everybody is worried about. We don't have any money left in the state. We don't. I mean, people are losing their jobs right and left, and the state says, well, we're going to have to tax you more. There's nothing left in the turnip. It's dry. So any more taxes, the people are going to have to leave. I've lived here for many years, and I've thought about leaving the state. Government has to stop taxing people.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. I appreciate the conversation. We'll be right back on About the Newsmakers after this timeout.
Workers' compensation laws can be confusing. How do you know whether the insurance company is following the rules? I'm Herb Santos, Jr. If you have questions regarding your rights, call me for a free personal consultation. At my office, I help injured people. I work for you.
On the next face-to-face, attorneys who claim they've been roughed up by Metro Police. Plus, an inquest jury said a Metro cop was justified in shooting unarmed Trevon Cole in the face. We'll hear from the attorney representing Cole's family.
Save thousands of dollars. On your next auto purchase with a certified pre-owned Honda from Bill Pierce, courtesy Honda. Our certified pre-owned vehicles are the best value for your dollar. They meet strict factory standards. Feature an incredible 7-year, 100,000-mile factory warranty. Are priced thousands less than new. And, of course, they're Hondas.
They're Hondas.
So before you spend your hard-earned money on any vehicle, come see our great selection at Bill Pierce, courtesy Honda. Northern Nevada's number one certified pre-owned Honda dealer.
In 1977, an 8-year-old boy picked up the game of golf from his father. The odds of that same boy then making it to the U.S. and European pro golf tours, 1 in 7 million. The odds of the Big Easy winning the U.S. Open twice, 1 in 1.2 billion. The odds of him having a child diagnosed with autism, 1 in 110. Ernie Els encourages you to learn the signs at autismspeaks.org.
Click on MyNews4.com and get the best in today's news and events. Customize your homepage to get only the articles and video that you want to see. Browse the latest news, sports, and weather only on MyNews4.com.
You just received another determination letter from the insurance company. So what do you do? I'm Herb Santos, Jr. If you have questions regarding your rights, call me for a free personal consultation. At my office, I help injured people. I work for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. We have archives going back 5 years now. On our next broadcast, the Chancellor of the University System, Dan Clace, will be here. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.